Blog Talk Radio.
Superman was killed in Dallas. There's no love left in the palace. Someone took the Beatles' lead guitar. Have another Chevy's Regal. You're 12 years old and sex is legal. Your parents don't know where or who you are. Used to be the hero of the ball game. Took the time to shake the loser's hand. Used to be that failure only meant you didn't try. In a world where people gave a damn. Great big wars in little places. Look at all those frightened faces. But don't come here, we just don't have the room. Love thy neighbor's wife and daughter. Cleanse your life with holy water. We don't need to pay, we've got the few. Used to be a knight in shining armor. Didn't have to own a shiny car. Dignity and courage were the measure of a man. Lots of drugs he needs to hide the scar. Does your preacher pray? Does your president have soul? Have you heard a real good ethnic joke today? Mama took her seat and Daddy ran away. But you mustn't lose control.
Let's go to class.
I got some grass.
The kids are wild. We just can't tame them. What the hell? They're too young to feel pain. No, but I believe that love can save tomorrow.
No, I believe the truth can make us free. Someone tried to say it, and we nailed him to a cross.
Marvin didn't try to be magic or charismatic and all that. He just was. Even when he sung the national anthem, I mean, it was Marvin Gaye. You know, it was just unique. It was special.
Can you see? Let's leave.
The man you're about to see and hear, should you be so foolish as to have just joined us, is Ray Charles.
Hello. All right. 3, 4.
I got something, girl, in my bones. Make me want to shout hallelujah. And I want to
sing along.
Lift every voice and sing, till it in heaven, ring with the harmony, oh, liberty. Let our rejoices rise high, burning the loud as the North Sea.
Even superheroes gotta be healthy. Get the Sister Girl Workout Book, a graphic novel available this Black History Month at the DuSable Museum Trading Post gift shop located at 56 and Cottage Grove in Chicago. There you'll find our growing line of hot Black Age graphic novels, or visit Only Studios at www.onlistudios.com. Plus, get your own Onlywears Art Star Denim Jacket. These one-of-a-kind special designs are available now at the Elephant Room Gallery at 703 South Wabash in Chicago. Only's wearable art brings out the art star in you. Indie today, Black Age forever at www.onlistudios.com.
Three four seven eight three eight nine eight two five. What's going on, everybody? I guess America's favorite hero went out in a blaze of glory. And did y'all read the manifesto? I'm going to touch that manifesto. I'm going to read it, parts of it. And, you know, I'm 50-50. I wish he was still alive and still on the run. But then again, I don't like the murders and killings. And then I don't like the idea of what it was sending, because the manifesto is very touching and pulling your heartstrings. But let me just give another little musical tribute to my man, Christopher Dorner, who was have NWA said, was 100 miles and running. Blaze of glory.
And why do we call ourselves niggas for life? Because if we die, we still gonna be some dead niggas.
Show me on the news, but I hate to be abused. I know I was a sinner, so now I'm gonna get up. Even if Christopher Jordan Donner. To America, last resort, regarding CF number 07-004281. I know most of you personally know me and are in disbelief to hear from media reports that I am suspected of committing such horrendous murders and have taken drastic and shocking actions in the last couple of days. You are saying to yourself that this is completely out of character of this man. You know who always wore a smile, whoever he was seen. I know I will be vilified by the LAPD, the media. Unfortunately, this is unnecessary evil that I do not enjoy, but must partake and complete for substantial change to occur within the LAPD and reclaim my name. The department has the department has not changed since the rampant and Rodney King days. It's gotten worse. The consent decree should never have been lifted. The only thing that has evolved from the consent decree and those officers involved in the rampant scandal and Rodney King incidents have since promoted to supervisor, commander, or command staff and executive positions. The question is, what would you do to clear your name? Name, a word or a set of words by which a person, animal, place, or thing is known, addressed, or referred to. Name, synonyms, reputation, title, reputable. A name is more than just nouns, verbs, adjectives. It's your life, your legacy, your journey, your sacrifice, and everything you worked hard for every day of your life as an adolescent, young adult. Don't let anybody tarnish it when you know you've lived up to your own set of ethics and personal edicts. On August 7th, I reported an officer, the name is snatched out, now a sergeant, for kicking a suspect excessive force, doing a use of force while I was assigned as a patrol officer at LAPD Harbor Division. While cuffing the suspect, the lady's name's been deleted, she kicked the suspect twice in the chest and once in the face. The kick in the face left a visible injury on the left cheek below the eye. Unfortunately, after reporting it to the supervisors and investigated by the PSB, Internal Affairs Investigating Detective, blah, 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 her name has been deleted, nothing was done. I had broken their supposed blue line. Unfortunately, it's not just us, it's justice. In fact, 10 months later, on June 25th, 08, after already successfully completing probation, acquired a basic post certificate and intermediate post certificate, I was relieved of duty by the LAPD while assigned to patrol the Southwest Division. It is clear as day that the department retaliates toward me for reporting, the department stated that I had lied and made up the report. I need to uncensor so I can get the names. I might have for y'all next week. I made a report that blah, 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 had kicked the suspect. I later went to the Board of Rights demanding a hearing for the decision of continued employment from 10:08 to 1:09. During this, the BOR hearing, a video was played for the news agency. In addition to XXX stating he was kicked, his father, XXX, also stated that his son had stated that he was kicked by an officer when he was arrested after being released from custody. This was all present for the department at the Board of Rights hearing. They still found him guilty. Excuse me. They still found me guilty, terminated me. What they didn't mention was that the Board of Rights panel made up of Captain Blank and Captain Blank and City Attorney Blank had significant problems for the first time the board was assembled. Captain Blank was a personal friend of the lady when he was a supervisor at Harbor Station. That is clear conflict of interest, and I made my argument for his removal, and that was denied. The advocate for the Board of Rights was Sergeant, named Blood Out, also had conflict of interest, and she was Old Girl's friend and a former partner of the Harbor Division where they both worked, patrolled together. I made my argument for her removal when I discovered her relations, and it was denied. During the Board of Rights Department, attempts to label me unsuccessful as a bully. I have some calls coming in. Please hold on. I'm trying to go through all of these things right now. Now, I dig it. How did that sound to you so far? You know, so far we got a guy who's whistleblowing, a switch in the scene, you know. But the funny part about it is, like my man Karis once said, the police were sent here to protect us. But who protect us from you? I'll be back in a minute. Yeah, I'm trying to do everything. Abby's not on the phone and helping me out on the board today. So, for those who called, the callers that called and would like me to rebroadcast that night, Turner, I will do it today for you all. I'm not going to delve too much into the president's debate. So, let me finish going on. During the BOR, that's the Board of Rights, the department attempted to label me unsuccessfully as a bully. They stated that I had bully recruits in the academy when in reality an unfounded disposition from the official 1.28 formal complaint investigation found that I was one who stood up for the officer's name is Blank. When other recruits sang Nazi Hitler youth songs about burning Jewish ghettos in WW2 Germany, where his father was a survivor in a concentration camp. How fucking dare you attempt to label me with such a nasty, vile word?
I ask that all earnest journalists investigate the story. Ask Officer Blank, his name's X'd out, about the incident when Officer Blank began singing Nazi songs about burning the Jewish ghetto. Internal Affairs Division. Internal Affairs investigated the academy involving the people was spurned by a complaint that I had initiated toward the two fellow recruit officers while assigned patrol footbeat in the Hollywood Division. Officer A and Officer B, current LAPD officers, decided that they would voice their personal feelings about the black community. While traveling back to the station in a 12-passenger van, I heard Officer A refer to another individual as a nigger. I wasn't sure if I heard correctly, as there were many conversations in the van that were compiled, at least of 8 officers, and he was sitting in the rear of me in the very he was sitting in the rear. I heard a noise in the very rear of me, in the rear front. At least 8 officers, and he was sitting in the very. He was sitting very, very near me. Okay, rear. Very near me, and in the very front. Even with the multiple conversations and ambient noise, I hear Officer A call an individual a nigger again. Now that I had confirmed that I told Officer A not to use that word again, I explained that it was a well-known offensive word that he should not be used by anyone. He replied, "I say it when I want, officer, nigger. I say it when I want." Officer A, a friend of his, Officer B, a friend of his, also stated that he would say nigger when he wanted. At that point, I jumped over the front passenger seat, and the two other officers, where I placed my hands around Officer A's neck and squeezed. I said to Officer A, "Don't fucking say that." At that point, there was pushing and shoving, and we were separated by several officers. What I should have done was put a Winchester Ranger SXT 9mm 147 grain bullet in the skull, in Officer X's skull. The situation would have been resolved effective immediately. The sad thing about this incident was that when Detective X from Internal Affairs investigated the incident, only one officer in the van, other than myself, had statements consistent with what actually happened. The other 6 officers stated that they heard nothing and saw nothing. Shame on all of you. Shame on Detective X. Same ethnicity as X for creating a separate 128 formal complaint against me. Officer X complained in retaliation for initiating the complaint against Officer A and B. Don't retaliate against honest officers breaking your so-called blue line. I hope your son X, who I knew, I'll say the names of these people. Hope your son, officer, who I knew, is a better officer than you, Detective. The saddest part of this ordeal was that the Officer A and Officer B was only given 22-day suspension, and are still LAPD officers to this day. That day, the LAPD stated that it is unacceptable for fellow officers to call black officers niggers. After that day, after he choked my man, they said it's unacceptable to call black officers niggers to their face, and you receive a slap on the wrist. Even sadder is that during the 22-day suspension, A and B received is that the LAPD Los Angeles received. During the 22-day suspension, A and B received is that the LAPD Los Angeles Police Protection League paid the officers' salaries while they were suspended. When I took a 2-day suspension for an accidental discharge, I took my suspension, never applied for a league salary. It's called integrity. Journalists, I want you to investigate every location I resigned in growing up. Find any instance where I was ever accused of being a bully. You won't, because it doesn't exist. It's not my DNA. Never was I. I was always the only black
kid in each of my elementary school classes from first to seventh grade, junior high to high, for instance, where I was disciplined for fighting in response to a fellow student provoking common childhood schoolyard fights or calling me a nigger or any derogatory racial names. I grew up in a neighborhood where blacks make up less than 1%. My first recollection of racism was the first grade at Newark Christian Elementary School in Newark, California. A fellow student called me a nigger on the playground. My response was swift and non-lethal. I struck him fast and hard with a punch and kick. He cried, reported to the teacher. The teacher reported to the principal. The principal spotted X for using derogatory word toward me. He then, for some unknown reason, swatted me for striking X. Dude, about the dude name stuff. Response to him calling him a nigger. He stated, as a good Christian, we are to turn the other cheek as Jesus did. Problem is, I'm not a fucking Christian. In the old book made of fiction and limited nonfiction called the Bible, never once stated Jesus was called a nigger. How dare you swap me for standing up for my rights, for demanding that I be treated as equal human beings? That day I made a life decision that I would not tolerate racial derogatory terms spoken to me. Unfortunately, I was swatted multiple times for the same exact reason up at the junior high. Terminated me for telling the truth of a Caucasian officer kicking a mentally ill man is disgusting. Don't ever call me a fucking bully. I want all journalists to utilize every source you have that specialize in collections for your reports. With the discovery and evidence available, you will see the truth. Unfortunately, I will not be alive to see my name cleared. That is what this is all about. My name. A man's name without a name is nothing. Below is a list of locations where I reside from childhood to adulthood. He goes on and talks about that. I'll be back in one moment.
That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the beast. That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the beast. That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the beast. That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the beast. Stand clear. Stand, man, I talk. You can't stand where I stand. You can't walk where I walk. Watch out. We run New York. Policeman comes. We bust about the
The officer named Sergeant X from the Los Angeles Police Police testified on behalf of LAPD. X stated that the officer that stated for the Board of Rights that he arrived on the location of the ULF. I don't know what that means. Shortly before I cuffed the suspect, he also stated that he assisted in cuffing the suspect and that the Board of Rights, he told me to fix my tie. All of the statements were lies. X, you arrived at the UOF location. Look at that, what that means. Up to 30 seconds after I cuffed Mr. X, all you did was help me lift the suspect to his feet, as it was difficult for me to do by myself because of his heavy weight. You're not telling me to fix my tie, as Border Right members and everyone else in the room knows you lied, because the photographer evidence from the UOF scene where X injuries were photographed clearly shows him wearing a class blouse, but the LAPD does not have a tie included. This is not super trooper uniform, you jackass. Why did you feel the need to embellish and lie about your involvement at the UOF? Are you saying that you could not get hired by any other department other than the Port Police? Do you have delusions of grandeur? What you did was perjury. Exactly what the named officer did when she stated she did not kick the suspect. What they failed to mention at the Board of Right was X own use of force history during her career on the LAPD. She has admitted that she has a lengthy use of force record and has been flagged several times by risk management. She has a very well known nickname as the Chupacabra, which she was very proud to flaunt around the division. She found it very funny and entertaining to draw blood from suspects and arrestees. At one point, she even intentionally ripped the flesh out of the arm of a woman we had arrested for battery. She sprayed her neighbor with a garden hose. Knowing the woman had the thin elastic skin, she performed an Indian burn to the woman's arm and cuffing her. The woman was in her mid-70s, a mother and a grandmother, and was angry at her tenants who failed to pay her rent on time. Something I can completely understand, and I'm not sure many have wanted to do that toward their tenants who don't pay their rent. The ex also was demoted from her senior lead officer rank position for performance issues. During my 2 months working patrol with her, I found her as a woman was very angry that she's been pulled from patrol for a short time because of the domestic violence reports made by Long Beach Police Department because of an incident involving her active LAPD officer boyfriend and herself. They got their names blotted out. And herself is the name officer investigation for witness tampering. She also is visibly angry on a daily basis that she is going to have to file bankruptcy because her ex-boyfriend, LAPD officer, and not, his name again, and not old girl husband, had left her penniless and took out a risky loan. I asked journalists to check. I asked journalists to investigate the story, submit requests for FO, Freedom of Information Act, with LAPD to gain access to the Border Rights transcript, which occurred from 10:08 to 2:09. There you will see the video was played for the Border Rights members of Mr. X, who suffered from schizophrenia. The mentor stated he was kicked by female officers. The video evidence supports my claim that the lady kicked him twice in the upper body and once in the face. I would like all journalists to also request copies all reports that I have written while employed by the LAPD. Whether in academy or during my 3 years as a police officer, there are DR numbers attached to each report, investigative reports that I have ever written. So they all exist. And for freedom of information requests will most likely be needed to access these at Parker Center or personal records. Judge my writing grammar skills for yourself. The department attempts to paint me as an officer who couldn't write reports, even though a sergeant, they got her name out. A training officer who trained me stated for the Board of Rights panel there was nothing wrong with my reports writing and that I was better than all rookie probation officers he had ever trained. The officer blank stated his name, stated the same, another officer stated the same, but refused to testify as he did not want to get involved with the BOR. Contact Sergeant, get the name blotted out, Knight Captain at Long Park Police Department. Sergeant and his other sergeant will also state my reporting as well. It's impeccable. I will tell you this. I always type my reports because I have missing handwriting penmanship. I've never had a single kickback red line report at the Southwest Division. And Sergeant, these two sergeants can testify that I've never received an unsatisfactory or any day of the week. The same can be said with U.S. Naval Reserve. All commanders will state that my report writing was always clear, concise, impeccable. Even search my AAR, after action report, cites, memorandums, illegal intelligence information reports, which were written in the Navy, all was pristine. I guess he's trying to make the guy out of a dummy because he's really snapping off, like, look at my arm. My writing, my handwriting, and all of that. I had worked patrol at the LAPD Harbor Division from 206 to 706. When I was involuntary recalled back to active duty for the Navy for 12 months mobilization deployment at CENTCOM in support of the OIF, the OEF, I returned back to LAPD Harbor Division on 7-7, immediately returned to patrol. I worked in Harbor Division from 1-1107, where I transferred to Southwest Division. I worked at Southwest Division to 6-2508 when I was relieved of duty. I have exhausted all available means at obtaining my name back. I have attempted all legal court efforts with appeals at superior courts. In California appellate courts, this is my last resort. The LAPD has suppressed the truth and has now led to deadly consequences. The LAPD's action has cost me my law enforcement career that began 2705 and ended 1209. They cost my naval career, which started 402 and ended 213. I had TS/SCI clearance, top secret service compartmentalized information clearance up until shortly after my termination with the LAPD. This is the highest clearance a service member can obtain other than Yankee White, United States. I lost my position as a commanding officer in the Navy Security Forces Reserve Unit as a NASF, fallen because of LAPD. I lost my relationship with my mother, my sister, because of LAPD. I lost my relationship with close friends because of LAPD. And since then, I lost everything because of LAPD. It took my name, and I knew I was innocent. Start naming everybody's names out. All y'all know I was innocent, but decided to terminate me so that you can continue. Start naming all the officers again. I know about the meetings between y'all. My attorney confessed that she kicked that guy used as a force. Your day is going to come. I'm not an aspiring rapper. I'm not a gang member. I'm not a dope dealer. I don't have multiple baby mamas. I am an American by choice. I'm a son. I'm a brother. I'm a military service member. I am a man who has lost complete faith in the system. When the system betrayed, slanders, and libeled me, I've lived a good life. And though not a religious man, I've always stuck to my own personal codes, ethics, ethos, and always stuck to my shoreline and true north. I did not need the U.S. They've instilled honor, courage, and commitment in me, but I thank them for reinforcing it in my DNA. Luckily, I do not have to live an everyday like you, most of you, concerned if the misconduct you were a part of is going to be discovered, looking over your shoulders, scurrying by every phone call from internal affairs or from the captain's office, wondering if it's the day the PSB comes after you for the suspects you struck when they was cuffed months or years ago, or the $500 you pocket from narcotic dealers, or when the other guys on your watch beat a transit nearly to death and you never reported to the UOF, to the supervisors. No, I do not have that concern. I stood up for what was right, but unfortunately have to dealt with the repercussions of doing the right thing and now losing my name and everything I stood for. You fuckers knew. Old girl was guilty for kicking old boy, using excessive force, and you did nothing to get rid of what you saw as the problem, the whistleblower. You got rid of me. Old boy himself stated on the videotape provided by the BOR and transcript he was kicked. Even his father stated that his son was kicked by the officer. When he was released for custody, the video was played for the entire BOR to hear. You're going to see what a whistleblower can do when you take everything from him, especially his name. Especially his name. 347-838-9825. I'm going to read a little bit more, and then I'm going to come back, you know, with my guy, Nat Turner. Literally Nat Turner, given how all you all say that he reminds you all of Django. And we're going to deal with Django. You know, I saw Django, it was all right, but, you know, everybody was mad at Samuel Jackson. In my opinion, Samuel Jackson saying Django saved his life, but we'll deal with that on another show. Be back in a minute, 347-838-9825.
Face for your face, London! Everybody in the house, make some noise! I want everybody in the house to say, ho! Yo, Chuck, kick it to him, man!
A ballad behind bars, or you could say real rock from the rock. An unusual musical happening in a most unusual place. The state prison
I got a letter from the government the other day. I opened and read it. It said they were suckers. They wanted me for their army or whatever. Picture me giving a damn. I said never. Here's a land that never gave a damn about a brother like me and myself, because they never did. I wasn't with it, but just that very minute it occurred to me. The suckers had authority. Cold sweating as I dwell in my cell. How long has it been? They got me sitting in a state pen. I gotta get out, but that thought was thought before. I contemplated as a plan on the cell floor. I'm not a fugitive on the run. Brother like me's begun to be another one. Public enemy serving time. They drew the line, y'all. They criticize me for some crime. Nevertheless, they could not understand that I'm a black man and I can never be a veteran. On the strength of situations unreal, I got a raw deal. So I'm looking for the steal.
Hey, yo, Chuck, you serious? You in the justice, man?
Word them up. I'm looking for that steal. Time that I'm serving, telling you what happened, the same time they're throwing. Four of us packed in a cell like slaves. Oh well, the same motherfucker got us living in his hell. You have to realize what is a form of slavery organized under a form of devil. Straight up, put them up on the level. The reasons are several, most of them federal.
Yeah.
Here's my plan anyway, and I say I got gusto, but only some I can trust. Yo, some do a bit from 1 to 10, but I never did. And plus, never been. I'm on a tier with no tears should ever fall. Cell blocked and locked, I never clock it, y'all. Cause time and time again, time they got me serving to those of them. I'm not a citizen, but ever when I catch the CO, sleeping on the job, I'm planning on go ahead. I want to speak, but I'ma tell you the deal. I got nothing to lose, cause I'm going for the steal.
Hey, yo, Chuck, we're gonna break you out of here, man. Where's the strength, G?
I'm going.
Alive, and I won't come clean. He said, if I come out alive, then I won't come clean. Look at what you did, Sergeant, not Lieutenant, when he expected the truth, when he exposed the truth of your lying racism and your PSB cover-up to frame and convict an innocent man. You cannot police yourselves. And the consent decree was unsuccessful. Sergeant, I met you on the range several times as a recruit and as an officer. You're a good man, and I saw it in your eyes and action. Self-preservation is no longer important to me. I do not fear death, as I died long ago on 129. I was told by my mother that sometimes bad things happen to good people. I refuse to accept that. From February 05 to January 09, I saw some of the most vile things humans can inflict on others. As a police officer in Los Angeles, unfortunately, it was in the streets of L.A. It was in the confounds of the LAPD police stations and the shops, the cruisers. The enemy combatants in L.A. are not the citizens and the suspects. It's the police officers. Police who live in glass houses should never throw stones. How ironic that you utilize a fixed glass structure as your command headquarters. You as a luminous building to symbolize that you are transparent, have nothing to hide or suppress, when in essence concealing, omitting, and obstructing is your form virtue. Excuse me, your forte. Chief Beck, this is when you, and then he got a name out there. Chief Beck, this is when you need to have to come to Jesus talk with Sergeant and everyone else who has involved in the conspiracy to have me terminated for doing the right thing. You also need to speak with her attorney, Rico, and his conversation with the BOR members and her confession of guilt and kicking Mr. I'll be waiting for a public response at a press conference when the truth comes out. The killing stops. Why did you charge me with filing a false report when I came forward stating that old girl kicked old boy? You filed criminal charges against every other officer who is accused and terminated for filing false police reports. You didn't, because you knew I was innocent, and a criminal court will find me innocent and expose your department for suppressing the truth
and retaliation. That's why. The attacks won't stop when the department states the truth of my innocence publicly. I will not accept any type of currency, goods, in exchange for the attacks to stop. Nor do I want to. I want my name back, period. There's no negotiations. I'm not in the State Department who states they do not negotiate with terrorists, because anybody in the Secretary of State knows that they use other countries to do their compromise to do their daily work. The department has not changed from Daryl Gates and Mark Furman days. Those officers are still employed and have all been promoted to commander, staff, and superior positions. I will correct this error. Are you aware that the officer, a rookie probation near at the time, seen on a Rodney King video striking Mr. King multiple times with a baton on 3391, is still employed by LAPD, is now a captain on the police department? He's a captain. Is now commanding officers of the LAPD stations, West LA Division. As a commanding officer, he's now responsible for over 200 officers. Do you trust him to enforce the department policies and investigate use of force? Do you? Investigations on arrests by his officers. Are you aware? Old girl has been promoted to sergeant after kicking my man in the face. Oh, yeah. Violating citizen civil rights will promote you, same as LAPD did with officers from the Metro involved in the May Day Manly at MacArthur Park. They promoted them to sergeant, a supervisory role. No one is saying you can't be prejudiced or a bigot. We are humans and hold prejudice. If you state that you don't have prejudice, you're lying. But when you act on it and victimize innocent citizens and fellow innocent officers, that is a concern. For you officers on the job, for you officers who do the job in the name of justice, those of you who lost honest officers to this event, look at the names of those on the BOR and investigating officers from the PSB and old girl, and ask them how come you couldn't tell the truth. Why did you terminate an honest officer and cover for a dishonest officer who victimized a mentally ill citizen? Sometimes humans feel a need to prove they are the dominant race of a species, and they inadvertently take kindness for weakness from other individuals. You chose wrong. Terminating officers because they expose the culture of lying racism from the academy and expressing use of force would immediately change. PSB cannot police their own. And that has been proven. The blue line will forever be severed, and a cultural change will be implemented. You have awoken a sleeping giant. I'm here to change and make policy. The culture of the LAPD versus the community and honest goods officers needs and will change. I'm here to correct and calibrate your moral compass to the true north. Those Caucasian officers who joined the South Bureau Division 77 Southwest Southeast Harbor with the sole intent on victimizing minorities who are uneducated and unaware of criminal law, and civil rights, you prefer the South Bureau because of your use of force, deadly force. It's likely, and the individuals you use UOF on will likely not report it. Use of force, got it, UOF, use of force. Were not reported. You are a high-value target. The Hispanic officers who victimize their own ethnicity because they are new immigrants to the country. New immigrants to the country and are unaware of their civil rights. You call them wetbacks to their face and demean them in front of your fellow officers of different ethnicities so that they will receive some sort of acceptance from your colleague. I'm not impressed. Most likely, your parents or grandparents were immigrants at one time, but you have forgotten that. You are a high-value target. Those lesbian officers in supervisor positions who go to work day in and day out with the sole intent on attempting to prove your authority, not femicide, not your misogynistic authority, not feminism, to degrade male officers, you are high value target. Those black officers in supervisory positions, rank and pay grade, who stay in South Bureau, even though you live in the Valley or Orange County, your sole intent on getting retribution towards subordinate Caucasian officers for the pain and hostile work environment their elders inflicted on you as probationaries, P1s and P2s. You are high value targeted. You perpetrated the cycle of racism in the department as well. You breed a new generation of bigot Caucasian officers when you belittle them unfairly. Black cops.
I never meant to make you were the only one I've ever loved in my life. And though it's hard for me to show it, I've got to let you know it. 'Cause darling, I love you more each day. But the word got in my way. Oh, I meant you no harm, and I would die if you ever said goodbye. I love you, I love you, but I meant you no harm. I never, never meant to make you.
Can't do it no more. I can't sing no more sad songs. 1, 2, 3, hit me. Bop, bop. Bop it out of bebop. Bop, bop. Yeah, bass man. Come on up. 1, 2, 3, hit me. Sound good. Yeah. Saxophone on the floor. 1, 2, 3, hit it.
How do we feel about the police department? Do we share this man's belief? Do we feel what his beliefs are? He goes on to say, those agent officers who stand by and observe everything. I previously mentioned the officers participate in on a daily basis. But you say nothing, stand for nothing, and protect nothing. Why? Because you're usually saying, I don't like conflict. You're a high-value target as well. Those of you who go along to get along have no backbone and destroy the foundations of courage. You are the enablers of those of misconduct. You are guilty as those who break the code of silence. Citizens, non-combatants do not render medical aid. It downs officers, enemies, combatants. They would not do the same for you. They will let you bleed out so they can brag to officers that they had a 187 capper the other day and can't wait to accrue its overtime. In future court subpoenas, as they always say, that's the paramedic's job, not mine. Let the balance of loss of life take its place. Sometimes a reset needs to occur. If it's endless, the amount of times per week officers arrest an individual, label him a suspect, arrestee, defendant, and then before arraignment or trial, release, realize that he's innocent based on evidence. You know what they do? You know what they say? when they realize the innocent man, he's an innocent man, just had his life turned upside down, they say this: I guess he should have stayed home that day. He was discovered walking down the street and matching the suspect description. Oh, well, he appeared to be a dirtbag anyway. Meanwhile, the falsely accused is left to pick up his life, get a new family, friends, or sense of self-worth. Don't honor these fallen officers, dirtbags. When your family members die, they just see you as an extra overtime. They see you as extra overtime, as a crime scene. They see you as extra overtime at a crime scene. And I just got to receive the note. Sheila Simon's not running. Someone told me for governor, the lieutenant governor. Okay. That note just threw me off. Yeah, you threw me off. Okay, it's in this amount of time per week, the officers arrest the individual, label them suspect, arrest defendants, and then before arraignment, they realize that they arrested an innocent man based on evidence. You know what they say. They realize the innocent man life turned upside down. I guess they should stay at home. He's a dirtbag anyway. Don't honor these fallen officers, dirtbags. When your family members die, they just see you as extra overtime at a crime scene. And at the premier, why would you value their lives when they clearly don't value yours or your family member lives? I've heard many officers who state they see dead victims as ATV, wave runners, RV, new clothes for their kids. Why would you shed a tear for them when they, in return, crack a smile for the loss because of the impending extra money they will receive in their next paycheck for sitting at your loved one's crime scene for 6 hours because of overtime they will occur? They take photos of your loved ones, share them with their friends, not just the 20-something, the 50-year-old officers. You allow officers, this lady, to attempt to hack into my credit union account and still remain on the job, even when detectives show the evidence at the IP address provided, had her house address listed. You even allow this visible, disgusting-looking officer to stay on the job when she perjures lies to the clerk, county, and family court. The judge face-to-face to the judge. Denies hacking to my personal credit union online account. When I attempted to get my restraint order extended, detective provided evidence, and you still do nothing. How do you know when police officers are lying? When it begins, the sentence was saying, based on my experience and training. No one grows up wants to be a cop killer. It was always against everything I ever was. As a young police officer, I found my calling in life. But as a young police officer, I found that that violent suspects in the streets are not the only people you have to watch. It's the officers who was hired on the department pre-2000, before polygraphs were standard, and all new hires and sub-trainees vetted in background investigations. To those children of the officers who are eradicated, your parents was not the individuals you thought they were. As you get older, you see the evidence that your parents were a tyrant who lost their ethics and instead followed the path of moral corruptness. They conspire to hide and suppress the truth of misconduct on behalf of others. Your parent will be named on the plaques of the fallen officer memorials in D.C., but honestly, your parents' names will be remembered to other officers. They maintain the oath they swore to stay along the shorelines, that the guidelines from their childhood to the local, states, and federal law officers. You lack ethics and conspiring to do wrong, a just individual all over. Suppressing the truth will lead to deadly consequences for you and your family. There will be an element of surprise when you work, eat, sleep. I will utilize IRS at your home, workplace, all locations between. I will utilize OSINT to discover your residency, spouse, workplace, and your children. Never allow the LAPD union attorney to be retained. LAPD captain, he doesn't work for you, your interests, your name. He works for the department, period. His job is to protect the department from civil lawsuits being filed on their behalf, not for you. A tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots, tyrants. TJ, this quote is not directed towards the U.S. government, which I fully support. This is towards the LAPD, who cannot monitor itself. I'm going to kick it right there. Take a break, and I'll come back with Nat Turner, everybody, because I'm running out of time. And I got a lot of people online calling and played at Nat Turner. I wanted to have the audio of it, but the audio was an hour. I thought I can read it within an hour, but I see I can get it all in. So what I'm going to do is get this Nat Turner logged up. I'll be back in. Give me 5 minutes, everybody. 312-347-838-9825. Rest in peace, Christopher Dorner. This is for you.
Hell of a scope. talking jacket. Sweating my gang while I'm chilling in the shack and shining the light in my face, and for what? Maybe it's because I kick so much, but I kick ass. Or maybe because I blast on a stupid ass nigga when I'm playing with the trigger of an Uzi or an AK. Because the police always got something stupid to say. They put out my picture with silence. Because my identity by itself causes violence for ease with the criminal behavior. Yeah, I'm a gangster, but still I got flavor. Without a gun in the badge, what do you got? A sucker in a uniform waiting to get shot by me or another nigga. And with a gat, it don't matter if he's smaller or bigger. And as y'all know, ease here the rule. Whenever I'm rolling, keeps looking in the mirror and is on cue, yo, so I can hear a dumb motherfucker with a gun. And if I'm rolling off the eight, he'll be the one that I take out and then get away. While I'm driving off laughing, this is what I'll say. Fuck the police.
Born into slavery, a life of trouble and pain, many things would eventually lead to the tragic Nat Turner Slave Rebellion. In the summer of 1831, Nat Turner led a slave revolt that sent shockwaves throughout the South. This bloody uprising created a great conflict for plantation owners and slaves alike. This potentially national-scale conflict sent a message to slaves everywhere that revolting would lead to a tragic compromise. At the time of the Nat Turner Slave Revolt, slavery was at its height. The North had abolished many of its slaves, but the South was still the world's greatest cotton producer, and abolishing slavery would ruin this. One slave child said, "I saw my mammy beat until she was just a living piece of raw meat." John Brown, a violent American abolitionist, said, "Slavery is the sin of America." Nat Turner was born in Southampton County, Virginia, on October 2, 1800. He was born into slavery on the plantation of Benjamin Turner. Little is known about Nat's childhood. He attempted to escape this cruel life a few times, but was never successful. Nat Turner was extremely religious. He even baptized himself in a local creek. He would pray every night to God, and even believed he spoke to God himself. Nat Turner even believed he was the Black Moses, and he was ready to lead his people out of slavery.
Well, it takes to an extreme the black slave interpretation of the Bible, and particularly the Old Testament. But if you look at the Book of Exodus, and you know, I mean, the story is a story of the Hebrews escaping from slavery into freedom, which, not surprisingly, was a favorite among African American slaves.
He really saw himself as Jesus's ambassador, as the black Moses of the time.
31. There was an eclipse of the sun. Turner took this to be the sign that he had been promised, and confided his plan to the four men he trusted the most: Henry, Park, Nelson, and Sam. They decided to hold the insurrection on the 4th of July and began planning a strategy. However, they had to postpone action because Turner became ill. On August 21st, 1831, Nat Turner started his rebellion. That evening, Turner and six other men met in the woods. At 2 a.m., they went to the home of Nat Turner's master. They killed the master, the wife, and the children in the house. As they left the house and got a mile down the road, they realized that they had left a baby in his cradle. Henry and Will went back and killed the baby, while Nat and Nelson went on to the next house. Ooh, The next house along the way was the Gills Reese house. Turner killed Reese, and he had a young slave woman named Sherry, who supposedly was Turner's wife. From this point on, Turner would go around and kill the families, and then recruit the slaves as a part of his rebellion. One example of this is the Catherine Whitehead house, also locally known as the Skikes house. There, he killed the family, buried them in the garden, and then recruited the slaves as a part of his rebellion. One story of survival was the Nathaniel Francis house, where a slave concealed Mrs. Lavinia Francis in the attic. Thus, her life was spared. On September 17, 1831, Governor John Floyd issued a proclamation for the reward and capture of Nat Turner.
This is the nightmare that they had even tried to rule out using the Fugitive Slave Act involved in the Constitution. Article 6 of the Constitution allows the U.S. government to use federal troops to put down slave rebellion. That tells you how much white Southerners feared slave revolt.
On October 31st, Ben Phipps, a local farmer, spotted and captured Nat Turner at gunpoint.
My name it is Pope Pilgrim, to pain and I am bound, traveling through this.
After, Turner was taken to the Southampton County Jail. There, he was appointed a lawyer, Thomas Ruffin Gray. Gray talked to Turner for days after he was captured. He then took it upon himself to write the Confessions of Nat Turner, a book read by most of the area at the time. In one instance, Gray asked Turner, "You know you're going to be hanged, right?" And Turner replied, "Was Christ not crucified?" This statement would be heard by most of the county and added to what the people thought of Turner. In the next couple of months, every rebel except Nat Turner was quickly killed or captured. During September and into October, nearly 50 accused rebels stood trial in Southampton County. Almost all were executed by hanging. On November 5th, 1831, Nat Turner was tried, convicted, and sentenced to death. The trial only took 48 hours. The man who said, "Was Christ not crucified?" was hanged on November 11th in Jerusalem, Virginia. Now known as Cortland, Virginia, his body was then flayed, beheaded, and quartered. In the bloody aftermath, close to 200 blacks, many of whom had nothing to do with the rebellion, were beaten, tortured, and murdered by angry white mobs. In addition, repressive policies were enacted for not only the enslaved blacks, but also many of the freedmen. No other slave uprising inflicted as severe a blow to the community of slave owners in the United States. Nat is and will forever be regarded as a hero by many African Americans. Nat Turner finally became well-known in present-day life in the 1940s when historian Herbert Apfer published the first serious scholarly work on instances of slavery resistance in the antebellum South.
Oh, I smoothie in the air, you all know. That's where the Jim Malone Chelsea's on the go. Chelsea's all rise when the field does ring.
1968, William Strayton wrote a controversial book about Nat Turner, which won the Pulitzer Prize for fiction. This book was very controversial because many of the facts mentioned were actually false. Nat Turner was introduced once again into present-day life in the 1960s during the Civil Rights Movement. Nat was an inspiration for the leaders and for the followers of the movement. Malcolm X quoted Nat in many of his speeches and actions, using violence instead of nonviolent protest as Nat did in his rebellion.
Shine on me, shine until tomorrow, let it be.
North America, but there were no successful slave rebellions in North or South America. Only in the Caribbean with the Haitian Rebellion do you see a successful slave rebellion.
Swing low.
In conclusion, Nat Turner created a huge conflict in which he ended up killing over 55 white men, women, and children. He recruited over 40 slaves as a part of his rebellion. With such a huge conflict, a compromise had to be met, but none was produced. The eventual compromise of the battle he was fighting would be the end of the Civil War. Nat Turner set the stage for all men to stand up for what they believed in, even if it was extreme.
Swing down chariots, won't you let me ride, oh,
swing down chariots, stop and let me ride, oh, rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord, oh, come and easy,
I got a heart, I got a heart.
In the words of Frederick Douglass,
the thing worse than rebellion is the thing that causes rebellion.
in order for his words to be what his words were, he had to be what he be and go out like he went out. At the end of the Nat Turner piece, the man asked him, "You know you're going to hang right." He said, "Wasn't Jesus crucified?" Meaning that he was ready to die for what he, when he started it off. Not saying this Christopher guy is Nat Turner, Jesus Christ, or anything like that, but when you put it in the words, when you put it out there, you get what you want to get. Now, let's see if this really is you. Got a whole fan base praying and hoping that it's not, hoping that you are the super nigger, that you're still out there. But as long as my conspiracy theories ain't running rampant, man, I guess you meant what you said and did what you did. It's not, was no black ops, no race war. You just upset it, man, that was mad that he was taken advantage of and lost his name.
For your fish, no more fish, it's the days of the old days, past way gone. performance from Montana Black and the sounds of DJ Smooth.
Valentine's Day, New School, Old School Hip Hop Music Thursday.
And every Thursday at Pulaski Hall, West Hunting Point Ave, across from Gratz High School. Relax downstairs and chill.
Mingle and have uninterrupted conversations.
25 and over with ID a must. $3 shot drinks, $5 mixed drinks, $10 admission. It's New School, Old School Hip Hop Music Thursday at Pulaski Hall,
West Hunting Point Ave, across from Gratz High School.
Another Black Ink Incorporated production.
Yeah, that's tomorrow, and that's Philadelphia, PA, everybody. And tomorrow is New Music Thursday, and it is Valentine's Day, so we're going to have the top 10. I'm trying to get like a little Valentine's Day thing, maybe some hip-hop Valentine's Day shot, you know, with people that was on the hip-hop scene, hip-hop artists or hip-hop labels that had dope slow songs. Grandmaster Flash had a tight slow song too. King Sun had a nice one. Outkast had some funky ones. Michelle A, Orange Juice Jones, I'll Be Sure, stuff like that. But we got a top 10. Everything's kind of tight. People moving up. I wish Ebony was here. We could have vented to send out a little tweet. Ebony handles a tweet, so. That was why I didn't tweet out the little battle, but my man MDK is really making it happen. We're going to be doing Ida B. Wells next week, along with Harriet Tubman, and some. I ain't gonna try to wrap it up. I'm gonna try to go with a full blast, and hopefully, maybe tomorrow, if I ain't Friday, it is. I'm gonna have probably. 2 hours of just quick biographies of Black history figures, because I try to make Black History Month for real. You know, the storm is just today. But here's a cut that's blowing up the chart. This is OOP Invention, 347-838-9825, Jimmy Lee's Underground Radio.
Hey, let's go to McDonald's.
You're gonna work for me until I tell you to quit.
You don't own me, pig, and no motherfucker tells me when I can split.
Who the fuck do you think you're talking to?
I'm talking to you, redneck faggot.
Here I sit, eating Christmas dinner leftovers. Constantly toting bullshit on my shoulders. I'm frigid. Heart keeps getting colder. Solving the case, the truth is getting closer. Shit on these dudes on the bus to your Range Rover. Similar to Jigga on niggas, I take over. Mr. 4655, please move over. Always survive the floods of madness like Noah. White boy goose and your crew, a bunch of jokers. This goes for all of y'all, I'm hanging up wanted posters. Mad coin won't happen until if you get focused. Play the enemy and feel the wrath of Black Sosa. Fuck your best friend over the sofa. Been to over. Kids were sleeping, had to sneak out. Beautiful weekend. And if she was to call now, I would do it again. Violent bars, so please stop with the grins. You whispering niggas bleed milk like Sean Penn. Eyes to the sky like God, where have you been? They got kids, instead I kill them with a pen. Fuck all you bitter bitches who can't recognize real men. I'm bitten. A few names will be mentioned. If you cross that line, I will attack, no restrictions. Steven, I would have took you off this planet if it wasn't for your cousin. While all you young niggas wanna die trying to prove something. Fumbling niggas can't handle me. On 131, he created a masterpiece. I ask myself, why the fuck are y'all mad at me? Don't be surprised when I start speaking my piece. Kids, mama talking shit, wanna check her cavities. Nah, I won't do the penitentiary. I apologize for my people. Full of old money. Mayday, mayday, they burned down the cafe. Damn, these are the last days. Before I leave, I want my own show, Ray J. Can't do shit, nay, nay. Confused pretty bitches, you can get the payday. I'm so fly, Mr. O'Hare, midway. Learn from me, no replay to sensei. They're mad, cause I have kids now. Like dogs and strangers, bitch, get down. Just Mag and Millie, you motherfuckers are loud. Please, with both of y'all, put something in your mouth. I'm tired of the nonsense. This is free music. You know it's not convict. Out like Mike Vick. Full-fledged lyricist. Complicated like pyramids. God damn it, y'all got me irritated. Any challenge in front of me, nigga, I will face it. And leave you looking stupid till they say go get a facelift.
Why do you do the things you do?
tomorrow is New Music Thursday. Like I said, we have a different little theme. The top 10 is going to be in full effect. Well, you can look at it how you can look at it. I hope that he does get what he wants in death that he couldn't get in life, which is to have the case reviewed. And maybe we might find out that he was or is innocent. You know, maybe we will find out what caused the fire. Maybe we'll find out how come they didn't want to negotiate or bring a group up there to try to talk him out. Did he get in death what he tried to show in life, that the LAPD got a shoot first mentality, that they shoot first and ask questions later? Because there certainly was no plans of negotiating or trying to have the guy stand trial for what he did. Was it the fact that they were scared he was going to stand trial and expose the LAPD to what they really was or really are? These questions would never be asked. I was talking to my father, and he said the man's death is going to spark a total investigation. I do agree with him on that point, that Eric Holder should be seeing if his claims are true, and they need to go investigate the LAPD. But is it over? Is it that they finally get rid of the cancer in the department and they're going to act as if nothing happened and try to sweep it under the rug? That is to be seen also. You can send your music to New Music Thursday at NU Music Thursday on Twitter. You can join us on Twitter at NU Music Thursday to follow us on Thursday for your songs we played and follow the tracks we play and the artists that we have on. You can join us on Jim Lee's Underground Radio Network on Facebook. A lot of music on there, but we try to up-to-date you on topics, news topics also. You can send your music, if you're an artist out there, to Jimmy Lee Underground Radio at gmail.com. It's been a good show. It's been a wild week. Christopher took us on a wild ride. Well, you know, like I always say around this time, this is Jim Lee's Underground Radio Network. Good night, and may your God be with you. My friend Dan is having little episodes right now. Guess she got a little vacation, so I don't know if she's going to be tuning in right now. You know, we're going to try to give a little time off. The Beyonce lip-syncing fiasco hurt her feelings, and she don't want to come out and realize that her dream girl can't sing. But anyway, 347-838-9825, just playing Jay-Z. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Good night, everybody, and may your God be with you, because the Most High is always with me.
Superman was killed in Dallas. There is no love left in the palace. Someone took the Beatles' lead guitar.
Have another Chevy Regal. You're 12 years old and sex is legal. Your parents don't know where or who you are.
Used to be the hero of the ball game. Took the time to shake the loser's hand. Used to be that failure only meant you didn't try. In a world where people gave a damn.
Great big wars in little places. Look at all those frightened faces. But don't come here, we just don't have the room.
The
brother, neighbor's wife and daughter. Cleanse your life with holy water. We don't need to pay. We've got to see you. Used to be a light and shining father. Didn't have to own a shiny car. Dignity and courage were the measure of a man. Not the drugs he needs to hide the scars. Whoa, 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 whoa. Can you teach your reason? Don't you preach or pray? Don't your president have soul? Have you heard a real good ethnic joke today? Mama took her seat and daddy ran away. But you mustn't lose control.
Let's go to class.
I got some grass.
The kids are wild, we just can't tame them.
Do we have the right to blame?
What the hell? They're too young to feel pain. No, but I believe that love can save tomorrow.
No, I believe the truth can make us free.
Someone tried to say it, and we nailed him to